high winds and a little bit of snow. And boy, it's could be kind of a mess. Looks like Wednesday early morning throughout the day coming up on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, this time Wednesday morning, pretty much the worst of those conditions. Already starting up with the high winds and that rain changing over to snow as soon as 10 o'clock tonight. And that's why we do have that blizzard warning that goes into effect 10 o'clock this evening, goes through 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Also do have that high wind warning in effect for tonight through the same time frame on your Wednesday. But yeah, one more day to enjoy those nice mild temperatures and fairly calm conditions while they last here for today. We work all the way up to some upper 70s for highs. But it will feel like a changing of the seasons then for tonight. We'll tumble all the way back into the upper 20s. Could have a brief period this evening with some rain activity before we quickly change over to snow. I think that changeover will occur anytime after about 10 o'clock or so tonight. And we're going to expect around 2 to 3 inches of snow accumulation for our local area. If your travels do take you farther off to the east, of course, the travel will be very difficult to hazardous later on tonight. Areas east of about Kearney could see some 4 to 6 inch snowfall totals over that way for tonight. Quite a bit of blowing snow expected as well, as winds will be quite strong out of the north, sustained at 30 to 40 miles per hour by later on tonight, but we could have some frequent gusts topping 50 miles per hour, leading to some very reduced visibilities, especially in the open country. Wednesday, very strong early in the day on Wednesday. I think we're already done with the snow already by the late morning time frame for tomorrow, but winds still pretty strong through at least the early afternoon, still sustained in that 30 to 40 mile per hour range with some frequent gusts stronger than that, mid-40s for high temperatures on Wednesday. As we officially flip over into a spring, their astronomical spring starting up on your Thursday morning, where you do look to trend much warmer, so I think a good deal of melting will occur there on your Thursday. We improve all the way up to a high of 63 degrees, and we look to stay in the 60s for highs for Friday, and especially into the start of your upcoming weekend. A disorganized system towards the latter half of your weekend could bring some light rain shower activity Saturday night into Sunday, but not nearly the potency with that particular storm system, so definitely some good news there. But yeah, definitely travel could become very hazardous, especially later tonight into this time Wednesday morning.
Yeah, this latest storm, Mike's covering a lot of the state of Nebraska and into parts of Kansas too, isn't it?
Yes, that swath of heaviest snow, again, as I'm mentioning, kind of more towards central and eastern portions of Nebraska up into northwestern Iowa. And I think the heaviest swath of snow just going to miss us off to our south of our weatherology offices here in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. But yeah, a pretty wide-ranging system. And unfortunately, it's going to be another big wind maker across much of the central and southern plains. So also some high fire danger concerns out there yet over the next 24 hours.